listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life weekly service. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly, here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Happy New Year. Good to be back. First Wednesday of the New Year 2016.
Yes, January 6th, and we're happy to be back, and we appreciate you joining us for this live broadcast or listening to the archive, too. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service, ICMH also has several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics, metaphysical science, spiritual counseling, life coaching, healing, hypnosis, paranormal, and many other areas. And then Thomas Francis University at tfuniversity.org, which offers standalone metaphysics courses and degrees. Before we get into the meat of our program, I'd like to mention our abbreviated principles of belief. These 9 principles of belief are expanded on our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org, but I'll briefly read them. Number 1, do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Number 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. Number 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. Number 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And number 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And again, for an expanded discussion of these principles of belief, please visit metaphysicalhumanism.org. Now, tonight will be our mindful expansion program. And the way that this works is that we take a card from our inner oracle card deck. These are self-discovery cards. They have an awful lot of the teachings of metaphysical humanism in them, and there's a guidebook that goes with them. So what we do is we pull a card, and Dr. Hunter pulled a card before the program to get us started, and I'll let you tell everybody what happened.
Well, to get us started, I actually 2 came out in 1. It was amazing. So I said, well, I guess we better go with the 2. That's not happened before. So I always say there's something to it. Now, the first one is in the existential suit, number 14, Energy Shift New Chapter. Now, how appropriate is that for a new year? And the second one is Invoke the Counselor Within, number 19. So I think it kind of tells a story here. So I'm going to read both, and then we can just kind of go from there.
Okay.
Energy shifts. This is Energy Shift, a new chapter. Energy shifts are a natural result of increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision. During this time of shifting energy, reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction. Out with the old and in with the new. Well, I got to tell you, I, for one, was very happy to see 2015 in the rearview mirror. So, you know, just that in and of itself, you know, we all kind of make, in keeping with the theme of the new year, too, is we all make resolutions, like we have good intentions of saying, oh, look at all the things I'd like to do. Well, I would just like to tell everybody, keep it grounded, be sensible, follow through with it, and do your best. I know we all have, you know, great big hopes, but these shifts are natural, and it does, a new year especially gives us a lot of hopefulness. And it's, so we have good intentions to do stuff, but you got to actually step out the door and go do it. You know, I have set some resolutions myself, and I'm doing it as much as my body hurts from going to the gym. So, but I'm doing it. I'm determined. So again, I just want to say here, it's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward. So it, very important to do.
A couple of weeks ago, we did our rite of signature for the Southern Hemisphere, Southern Solstice, actually. And we talked a lot about that, taking a snapshot of where you've been, where you are, where you're going. And that's just a good reminder. You know, what's going to be different about this year than last? What's going to be different about the next month or 3 months or 6 months than the previous? So just a reminder, there's, with the new year, there's always an energy shift in many ways. So focus on that. Don't forget to spend a few minutes every day of trying to learn something new.
Well, and really in keeping with what we are talking about is how important it is to look deep within yourself for your answers, for your hopes and dreams and wishes. And don't do things for other people, do them for yourself. Which leads us, I think, appropriately to number 19, invoke the counselor within. So I'll just read this little bit. There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This may be a time to remind yourself to not codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that's right for you. So I think that's part of the reason why a lot of resolutions that people make for themselves don't happen, because they're doing them for the wrong reasons. You know, things outside themselves instead of what's inside the self. And each of us knows intuitively, you make decisions and, you know, you turn a page in your life, and it really does come from in. You know, it's okay to ask other people for opinions, for input, for the sake of discussion, for the sake of sharing information, knowledge, growing. But really, what you have in being true to your path exists only within the self. Dr. Kelly.
I think you summed it up nicely. You know, I mean, we could go on and on and on and on about seeking the guru within. It's one of our 9 principles of belief on the full version, that it wasn't mentioned in the abbreviated version. But it is one of those. So, you know, we need to look to ourselves, and we need to be careful that we don't do things or make decisions based on what we think other people will think of us. That's them esteem. We talked about that a lot. And the interesting thing that occurs to me is we talk about a number of these things fairly often, and everywhere I look, I almost see that the need for it. And it's an ongoing process. When we're trying to reinvent ourselves, it takes time. You have to just work with it. And there might be setbacks here and there. That's okay. But as long as we strive to become healthier, to have that healthier energy signature where we stand on our own 2 feet, where we're striving to be more complete within ourselves and not, quote, need, unquote, anyone else to complete us, that's when we really begin to see more success in our relationships, in our lives, and that's what we need to seek. So look within. It doesn't mean you can't get advice. Doesn't mean you can't ask for it. But in the final moment, you need to make your own decisions, and you need to make them based on what you want and what's good for you.
You know, I might also just add in here momentarily, when I say I was really glad to see 2015 go, this is appropriate for all things in life. It doesn't mean that I don't recognize the good things that occurred and that I'm not grateful for all that helped to bring me through. Because very often I would you know, ask for support and making some big changes in my life. And, you know, but overall, when we look back and say, wow, that was a hard one, it's also got the flip side of there's some good stuff. So we have to keep that in mind and living true to the self, you know, as best as you're able with perspective. So before I choose another card here, I would like to invite anyone who's in the chat room to put your name down if you would like a card drawn for you. Perfect time to do it. New year, fresh outlook, and so really just an invitation there. Happy to draw something out here for you.
And if you have questions, post them in the chat room too.
Absolutely. Well, I just turned over in the life skills suit number 39, education.
Good one.
I love that. You know, education, it's just so layered. You know, we're learning in life. We're always expanding our information input and learning. But there's also the fact that we are a school. So, you know, I have to throw that in. It's like keep pursuing your education and keeping your goals in mind. Number 39, education, reads this. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live. You know, this is something I know Dr. Kelly is very adamant about, that it's part of that, the lessons between the lines. I'm paraphrasing you, Dr. Kelly.
Go ahead.
But the lessons between the lines is to promote independence and promote independent thinking. And sometimes that is that effort of go look it up, you know, or go read it and keep checking and double checking. And that's to inspire our thinking toward that self-responsibility, self-acceptance, understanding free will. And again, in the life leadership paragon, it's that self-completeness. So it's education is that continual prompting of thought, of that determination and finding your will and really discovering that you can do way more than you ever imagined.
And that's why I mentioned a few minutes ago to, you know, spend 15 minutes a day learning something new, whatever that means. Go online and read something, learn something, and expand each day. And the other thing that I want to go ahead and expand on too is that whole concept of learning the lesson between the lines, and as it relates to our schools, and especially at IMHS, I have long said that probably the most powerful aspect of the education at IMHS, metaphysicsinstitute.org, and this holds true for Thomas Francis University too, but we'll focus on IMHS, the most powerful part of it, I think, lies in those lessons between the lines. Sure, students learn a lot of stuff, a lot of skills, a lot of life skills, relationship skills, critical thinking, communication skills, all those things. But some of the biggest lessons are those that we learn where we learn more about ourselves, some aspect of our personality or the way we are. We learn more about us. I mean, for example, I've had students who found it difficult to find the self-discipline to study, and they learned about that, and they made changes, and they're fine. And so we learn about ourselves based on those things. You know, there have been students when, you know, after they completed B3 at IMHS, which goes over communication skills, and it also includes skills in terms of email etiquette, writing skills, things like that. But I'll get emails from students who've been through that course already, and I'll get an email that is not in any way consistent with what they were taught in B3 on email etiquette. And so sometimes I'll call attention to that in a nice way. And a lot of times we can just skim over that stuff, but we have to remember that, you know, as a doctoral candidate, you know, and a doctoral graduate, you want to put forth the best impression you can, and that means your emails need to be proofed, reread, rewritten if necessary, making sure of the right tone, and you know, use
and sign
a salutation.
It so we know who it is.
Yeah, and sign it so we know who it is. I can't tell you how many times I get emails and there's no name with them, and I'm a student that can't log in. Okay, you know, so I have their email address, so I have to do an email search and try to locate them. But that's stuff that, and it all goes back to the thing we've talked about many times, awareness. And that's another big advantage of not only listening to this program and not only from spending at least 15 minutes a day learning something new, but also from the degree program, is that we raise our awareness. We begin to see things that maybe we could improve on. And a lot of those things are the lessons between the lines that nobody really knows about per se, but we know about. And so we can kind of tweak and adjust. You know, we're kind of like those marble statues that sculptors make, right? You kind of sculpt them. We sculpt ourselves as we move along in life. And that's fine. It's the way it is. And, you know, you make a mistake, fine. Welcome to the human race. Learn your lessons, make amends if necessary. Move forward. Zero guilt. And that's all I got to say about that.
Well, so yeah, I'd just like to add in a little anecdote here. I don't text very much at all, you know, but I do have the capabilities and I know how to do it. But when I am going to text somebody, I always say, Vicky here, blah, 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 so they know who it is. But today I get a text from somebody, Happy New Year, and blah, blah, blah. And I looked at it. I have no idea who this is. I don't recognize the phone number. So I wrote back. I said, well, thank you very much, but who is this? And, you know, it's like then you got like three texts back and forth of just like trying to establish, oh, okay, thank you very much. But it's always good in certain circumstances to give the extra bit of thought to how the other, you know, the person on the other end is going to receive you. So don't just think about what you want to convey. Think about how it's being received, that impression that you're giving somebody and making people work really hard. So it's just a little thing that came to mind just now. So I don't see anybody in the chat who has asked for
Yeah, there's a actually a couple
is there?
Anyway. Let me look.
Go ahead. Give me a name. Give me a name. I'll meditate here.
Okay. I just want to... Oh, Tracy B for one.
Ah, Tracy. Happy New Year, Tracy. I am...
And I don't know if Zach wants one or not. It was a little ambiguous, so if you want one, Zach, say so. Otherwise, you can just...
She says, me. You get existential number 12. And it's spirit, cosmos, divine energy. Zach wants the third from the left. You're funny. Okay. You'll get it. You'll get it. Just one second here, Zach. Let me, Tracy, this is for you. Drawing this card indicates that evolving relationship you have with your inner spirit, higher self within the context of the greater universe. You're growing your relationship with the cosmos and with your consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role you and they play. So I think that's a pretty powerful message that, you know, as being connected with all things and each of us is very important, other people are important, and the significance of that. So it's rising up into your own spirit, living from, and as I always say, living from the inside out, not the outside in. Don't live in your head. You live from your, you know, your sensory perceptions, your feelings, your thinking, and your actions. And so that's, you're evolving that relationship with yourself right now. So I would say that in this year in particular, you're stepping into a new Tracy, and I think that's fair to say, but it's one of it's like taking it up a level, taking it up to a new, like a new awakening, a new sense of self. So I think that's great. I think it's really, really great. All right, I'm going third card from the left. Get this one, Doc. Self-mastery, number 7. I think it's very appropriate for you, I don't think Zach will mind me sharing this. We had a little visit the other day on Skype, and it was such a great pleasure to get to see him, actually, and a delightful character. I'm a big fan of Zach, as you know, I always was. But we had a great discussion the other day. And so I think in keeping with that, this is a fairly appropriate. So self-mastery number 7. To know who you are and why you are who you are is self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, which gives inner peace. Not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery toward the path of self-completeness. Wow. I think that's so great. And, you know, you made significant steps in your life in this past year. And I know you shared in the chat room earlier that you started a new physio because Zach has the experience of dealing with MS. So, and I think it's fair Zach doesn't mind me saying that on the show. So this for you is making some big decisions, and you've already done that. You're already stepping into it, and you're well on your way. So that's fantastic. You know, you've got big cheerleaders here for you, Zach. So.
And Errol would like one, too. And if anyone else wants one, just say so in the chat, and we'll get to it.
Hello, Errol. Nice to see you back with us again. I am just taking a breath. I've got these cards fanned out on my desk here. I'm taking my hand over the cards, and I'm waiting till I feel something. And I got it. Truth. Wow, I don't remember us pulling that card, to be honest.
Not very often.
No. So here's for you, Errol. In the spirituality suit, number 24 is truth. There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. So this is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or a life situation. Yet the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there's a truth in something or in a direction. So, you know, if I read between the lines as we were talking and just having my intuition at work here, it's getting right to the root of it, Errol, and finding, you know, very often we have these secondary gains, and they call that cognitive dissonance, right? Denial with secondary gains, and we all do it. All of us do it. But sometimes we have to just say, okay, what is the truth of this? What am I getting out of it? And making decisions from there. So we get one step closer to living in our own truth and what's good for us. So if you're taking a little inventory in your life, just stay true to you. Stay true to your path and move forward based on that truth because it's good for you. So I hope that's helpful. That's a pretty good step into the new year.
I want to comment on truth in general, kind of directed in general, not necessarily directed at Errol, but just something directed at everybody. And that is the idea of your own truth in walking your own path and making decisions. We talked about that a little bit earlier, a few minutes ago, about making decisions that benefit you and not making decisions based on what you think others will think of you or them esteem, but your own truth. And this comes into play a lot of times when we're in dysfunctional relationships or toxic relationships. And those can be really hard to get out of, you know, ask me how I know, but we might backslide. We might, you know, we might not make the most prudent decision for ourselves or our children if we have them at the time. And we have to remember that our truth to us is about the only thing that matters. Now, that's not an excuse to do harm to others, but if you're in a toxic type relationship and the other person This is especially true in alcoholic relationships, addictive relationships where addiction is a problem. You know, you might have to make tough decisions, and the other person might plead, and you know, they're masters at manipulation, manipulating emotions, manipulating feelings. But you have to hold to your own truth and make the best decisions for yourself and your children, if any, that you can. Not based on emotions, based on logic. In fact, in that vein, you want to use the two most important relationship questions. You know, the first question is, what do I add to this relationship? Or what do I add or subtract? So what do I bring to the table for this relationship? So you start with yourself. You make a T-chart, pros and cons. What do I add? What do I subtract? And you're honest and you're logical. You keep emotions out of it. Second of the two most important questions is, what does the other person bring to the table? What do they add? What do they subtract? And you make a T-chart and you remain logical. You remain objective. Keep the emotions out of it. And here's the kicker. Anytime somebody takes more from a relationship than they give and they're not willing to change, the relationship is over. And if you don't let it be over, it will be over at some point. You know, when the pain of change outweighs the pain of remaining the same, you'll change. And so you have to follow your own truth, especially in these types of circumstances. If you don't, you'll die from the pain. It's like my now or later rule. If you have a problem, you have a choice. You can either solve the problem now or suffer longer and still solve it later. But either way, you will solve the problem or die from the pain. So if you've got a problem, it's best to take care of it now. Because if you don't, you're just going to suffer longer and you're still going to take care of it later.
Yeah.
Of course, there's going to be a lot of learning in the middle of that, but that's the reality of it. Follow your own truth.
You know, Zach asked a question, how does perspective play in one's truth? And I'd like to throw something out there, if I may. You know, it's qualia, right? Everything's subjective. We can all go through similar experiences, but it's wherever we're at, and it's very unique. Everyone's very individual. Perspective is everything, because we will hold on desperately for as long as we can, as Dr. Kelly just said, you know, until the pain, you know, gets so great and we move into desire, you know, that's that perspective shift. And even your relationship with yourself, and I'll share this with everyone. Last year I was diagnosed with mold poisoning from where I was living. And for a lot of reasons, I mean, I fought tooth and nail to hang on to my lifestyle. I was living on a farm. I had a farmyard full of critters, and I had to make some very difficult decisions, because, and that's perspective, Zach. You know, it's the perspective of, you know, this is my life, this is my lifestyle. But when the pain outweighs, you know, the reward, then, you know, you have to get real and you have to shift your perspective. And I had to do that. And that was my relationship with myself. And I had to dig really deep to say, what is the best course of action for me? And it means relinquishing certain things that were very important to me, and stepping forward and turning a page. Actually, it was like writing a whole new book, to be honest. But it's not just your relationships with other people. It's your relationship with yourself and doing what's right for you, because that's just the way it is, and shifting perspective. Dr. Kelly, there's a question here from Yoshi.
Go ahead.
I'd like to read it so that, and then you can carry on from
read
there.
It. I already replied. It.
Oh, you did. All right.
I asked her to email me, but Yoshi, we'd love to pull a card for you if you'd like, but you don't have to. No pressure here, but it might help.
If Yoshi, would you like to put that in the chat there, Yoshi, right now?
No pressure. But in the meantime, okay, Let's go ahead and pull another card, just generally, and we'll.
A general card. All right.
Continue the discussion.
Inspiration and motivation, number 45 in the life skills suit. You know, this is appropriate to what we're what we're talking about. Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life you want to live. Drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, motivated, with the vigor of positive energy. Now, you see, that would have applied to me perfectly for all the decisions I made last year. So I'm sure that there's many people out there that can relate to that right now if you're making some big changes. Inspiration and motivation come from hope. And we can't reinforce that enough to never give up hope. It's like that's what we have. Hope inspires us, and hope, you know, for things to change, to be better, or, you know, whether it's out of a kind of a negative for relief or for desire to grow. Either way, we have that in our spirit. Our spirit connected with our body equals our mind, and that's my equation. And all of that together is hopefulness. That's what we all have to keep going. And so we have ideas, creativity. We have to put them into action. That requires some discipline, obviously. But it's looking deep within for the inspiration, what inspires us. That's a really powerful card, and especially now at the beginning of a year.
Gay would like a card. Gay from down under.
Hello, Gay. Good to have you here tonight. I got one for you. This is in the service to self and others. Take and release ownership, number 34. So I'm just finding in the little booklet here, it says...
What's the face value again?
34.
What does it say?
Take and release ownership in the service to self and others suit. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. So this is a really important little thing here. Ownership and entitlement, not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what's earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what is yours and releasing the rest. You know, I had a call from someone who is a counselor, by the way, this morning. And she's very, very good at what she does. But she was facing this exact dilemma of, you know, stepping back for a moment and owning only her part and releasing the rest of it. And I think all of us have a moment that probably every day, we're really being honest, of doing that kind of an evaluation of understanding what do I own and what am I think I'm entitled to? Like, am I hoping for more than what's actual is my point. And we're all guilty of that to some point. So this is just a moment of... just reflecting on that and saying, this is mine, this isn't mine, here's what I can work with. As much as I could hope for a lot of things for other people, it's not my deal. And you have to say it's their deal. And that's not with a flippant kind of, you know, disassociated kind of attitude. What it is being respectful that everybody's on their own path. So we have to give that space to other people. So, you know, Gay just wrote in the chat room, she said, I love the idea of ownership. So it's a good card. That's a really good message for you, Gay.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we've mentioned that before, too. A lot of times we take ownership for stuff that's not ours.
Yeah.
And we have to be careful of that. When somebody says something mean to us, it's like them throwing a ball at us and we catch it. And when we catch it, we take ownership. We just need to let it bounce off, you know.
Yeah.
Not take ourselves too personally, not take them overly personally, and just, you know, we are who we are, and we have nobody to prove it to but ourselves, and, you know, nobody's more worthy of our own best behavior than us, so.
That's a good one. That's a really good thought. What's the other one that you say? You look in the mirror. I'm looking at the one who's responsible for my future.
Yep.
That's powerful. Really powerful stuff. So is there anybody else in the chat that I've missed trying to multitask here?
I don't think so. So let's pull another general one. Oh, wait. Dr. Angie, yeah.
Dr. Angie. Yeah. Thanks, Michael, for that reminder. Thanks. Dr. Angie. Indomitable power of the human spirit, number 10 in the existential suit. Well, yes, the human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way. Now, I think it's kind of reasonable to say that we're going to have Dr. Angie Kittle's animal communication course up this year, and she's presently working on it, and it's a powerhouse. Read the first few segments, and it's a good one, people. So I think that this is a really good reinforcement for you, Angie, and the unfolding of it, it's great.
Read the face of that card again for me.
Indomitable power of the human spirit, number 10 in the existential suit.
Yes, and the only thing I want to say about that, this is a general comment, is that it kind of goes hand in hand. I don't know why I feel compelled to talk about this tonight, but kind of goes hand in hand with when I was talking about walking, you know, your own truth or determining your own truth and walking your own path. Folks, we can do anything we want. You know, we can. A lot of us don't think we can. A lot of us don't have that confidence in ourselves. And I just want to tell you, stop it. Stop that nonsense. You can do anything you want. But if you don't believe you can, then who else is going to believe it? You know, well, some people might, and maybe you need to believe in their belief in you before you can believe in yourself. You know, I forget who said that. It was a motivational speaker, my bad. But the point is, stop with the disabling thoughts, the disabling self-talk. You know, you can do it if you want to do it. And nobody says you can't do it. Well, maybe they do, but heck with them, you know. You don't need to listen to them. You make it happen. And that's what I say all the time. How hard can it be? Go out and make it happen. I don't want to hear all the reasons why you can't do it. I want to hear all the reasons why you can do it. So you need to just get through that emotion, that emotional clutter, that emotion, those emotions that hold you back, and look at it with a clear mind and understand you can do anything you want. You know, if whatever it is, I mean, pick a subject. If you're a student and you're struggling with your studies, choose to stop struggling. Read it. Read it two or three times. Read it till you get the sense of it. That's just the way it works. You know, when we're learning something, we got to go over it again and again. That's what I have to do. And I imagine everybody else is about the same. You know, it doesn't always stick. You got to read it different times, read portions of it, think about it, go back and read it again, especially some of the harder stuff. But that's just what it is. And then go make it happen. Whatever you want, make it happen. And don't use excuses. You know, Zig Ziglar calls those excuses loser's limps. And we don't want to have that. You know, sure, things come up. Yeah, I get it. I understand. They're priorities, you know. But don't ever lose sight of that. Don't lose sight of your dream. You have the indomitable power of the human spirit on your side. And we can do anything. As a species, I mean, we're powerful.
If you want it bad enough, you just go do it. Don't sit around talking about it. Just go do it. You know, I very often find myself saying, why not? How hard can it be? I mean, really, I have my massage therapist, you know, who always adjusts my shoulder. And I said, I really want to heal this because I want to get into some weight training. He said, well, why do you want to do that? And I said, why not? I guess he figured because I'm 60 years old, like, why would I want to go into weight training? But I said, I want to challenge this body. I'm going to do that. And I have to go slow. I have to take my time. Yep. Be sensible about it, but just go do it. You know, why not? How hard can it be? Well, it's hard, but it's not that hard. And, you know, actually making the decision to do it and getting up and out the door is the hardest part ever for anything. Once you're there, you just take it on. You just do it. So remember that in everything that you do. It's always that decision and taking the first step. The rest is never mind. You're good to go. So,
I haven't seen anybody else. So if you have wanted a card and said so, I missed it.
Well, I pulled a card here as we were talking, and it's meaning and purpose, number 23, in the spirituality suit. The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs, and they remain constant. The purpose of life, however, is the action plan for the meaning of life. Everybody has their own understanding of what the meaning of life is. You can't say, oh, what is the meaning of life? It's the meaning of life and how you're built and, you know, kind of what kind of values and beliefs you have. Now, the purpose of life can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not what is the purpose of life. Rather, it's what's the purpose of my life. True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's when your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning purpose of a specific situation or the lack thereof. So, you know, I'm going to say this honestly. I think that for a lot of people, they lack a sense of purpose. And I don't mean to speak in such a generality, but I see it everywhere. At the same time, I'm going to be perfectly honest and tell you that I very often find myself questioning, what's next? What's the next sense of purposefulness for me? You know, and I think that it's kind of multi-layered in a way of, you know, doing no harm, doing right, being kind to others, paying it forward, and always being in that place of just being a good human being. But then there's also the motivational part. And I think you'll agree with me, Dr. Kelly. It's like we're constantly redefining the purpose on a purpose or saying, okay, I fulfilled that, so what's the next? That makes us feel like we have a sense of value and that we have a purpose. That makes sense?
Yeah, and I want to expand on that too, because for one thing, Errol writes, what's the purpose of the human race? And, you know, who knows? That's one of those big questions that we just don't know.
It was a cosmic mistake.
Really? This is supposed to be a positive show here.
I'm kidding.
Okay, then. Anyway, so let's talk about this. I don't know about y'all out there, but there have been times in my life where I thought I was lost. You know, and maybe I'm sure everyone's experienced that. You know, times when we're just not sure where we're going, why we're going, what we're supposed to be doing, blah, blah, blah. And the way to get through that is answer a very simple yet very difficult question. And the question is, what do I call a good day? What do I call a good day?
Yep.
You ponder that question and it will give you some insight into what you want to be doing. You know, your purpose of life is what you're doing right now to fulfill the meaning of your life. So if you don't know what your purpose and meaning are, first you need to come up with a meaning. What gives you fulfillment in life? For some people, it's helping others. For some people, it's doing what I do, you know. The church, the school, educator. I'm a teacher. You know, I'm trying to be a motivator, and all that stuff that goes with that. So, what's your meaning? What brings you fulfillment? What flips your switch? You got to determine that, and you can get to that point by answering the question: what do I call a good day? Once you have determined what brings you meaning in life, Then the next step is, okay, what can I do to accomplish that? That becomes your purpose. So, and your purpose can change over time, but the meaning usually doesn't. It can be, it can expand, it can be, you know, added to and that sort of thing. But generally, we know what brings us meaning in life, what brings us fulfillment. And then we determine what our purpose will be to achieve that fulfillment, to achieve that meaning. To, for example, you know, my purpose is to help people get past the things that hold them back. Okay. I've done that in a number, my purpose has been a number of different things over the years. You know, I was a church elder for years, left that. I was a motivational speaker, you know, instructor, did seminars for 5 years around the country and helped people that way. That was my purpose at the time. You know, there, and since, well, even before 2010, when I started the church and the school, it was to help educate people. And now this is what I'm doing. My purpose is the church and the school because it's a healthy spiritual philosophy. In my opinion, it's the healthiest one on the planet. But then again, I'm a bit biased. But that's what I'm trying to do. Help people get past the things that hold them back. I'm not trying to tell people what to do per se. I'm trying to say, hey, this is what has worked for me and it will work for you too if you do it. That's why the life leadership paragon exists. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, and self-completeness. You can't boil it down any more than that. And that's where those came from. As I sat down and said, okay, what traits, generally speaking, do we need to be successful in anything in life? And that's what I came up with. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, self-completeness being the synergistic product of those first three. So, what's your meaning? Find your meaning. Determine what your purpose is now, because that could change down the road, and it likely will. And then you'll be on your way to being less lost than before.
You know, and I would just like to say, participate in life as you encounter life and whatever's in front of you. And I think that that can be very helpful in finding a sense of meaning and purposefulness. And you know, a little story came to mind just as you were talking, Dr. Kelly, about I was, you know, at the shopping center, got a few of my things, putting, you know, in my basket, putting them into the back of my vehicle. And this fellow with his cart and his dog, you know, the dog came over and smelled me right away, and just a sweetheart. And he says, yeah, don't worry, she won't hurt you. My dog is blind. Well, oh, so we went into this big discussion of where he got his dog and the story behind it. He's had it for 8 years. It's his best friend. And I just enjoyed my conversation with him for a moment and said, I wish you a happy new year and all the best today. And as he went away, I turned around and he had his sign backwards, you know, spare change. And I just went in my purse, grabbed a 10, raced up to him, and I said, here's for you and your dog for food today. And you know what really came to my mind is that could be any one of us. It is every one of us. We're a conjoined humanity. And this is a guy who has stories to tell, a human being who is just doing the very best he can. I mean, the fact that he's out there and he's walking with his dog. And I mean, it excited me for a moment to have this kind of interaction and the intelligence of it. And there was this little twinkle in his eye, you know, what a story to tell. And I don't see his life as a tragedy so much as a huge story. And besides, I really liked his dog. So, you know, and it's just that interaction, that contribution and these things that we encounter, and this is where we don't have to intellectually say, okay, how can I pay it forward today? Participate. Just participate in life. Don't deny life. Don't turn away from life. Face it. You know, challenge it and participate with the things that you know that you can contribute with. And that brings you a great sense of value and purpose. That's my speech.
Well put. So, we're going to start wrapping things up here. We hope that what we've talked about tonight provokes you to thought, maybe even disturbs you to action, gives you some insight into yourself, gives you some encouragement, because that's what we all need. You know, we all need the good word. And just doing what you're doing, trying to improve yourself, is commendable. It's noteworthy, and you should be proud of yourself for that. And don't lose hope with anything, and don't lose faith in yourself. Just keep doing the best you can every single minute. Some days it'll be better than others, some months better than others, but just do the best you can at any given time, and you will fare well in the long run. And just learn the lessons in between the lines. You know, educate yourself. Learn something new every day. Until next week, hope that you will listen, think, learn, grow, and really, really live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.